Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have spent more than a year on the campaign trail. Their battle for the White House has been fierce, with email leaks, harassment accusations, media wars, and heated televised debates. Find out about what this year's presidential campaign will be remembered for. Listen to our special series, How the 2016 U.S. Presidential Election Will Go Down in History. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump spent over a year on the campaign trail doing what they could to win the trust of the American public. However, there are concerns on Trump's side about possible manipulations at the polling booths, with WikiLeaks emails being shown as proof of Hillary's unfair play. By October 2016, when the election campaign was nearing its finale, both U.S. presidential candidates were publicly accusing each other of lies and cheating. Donald Trump was firm in his opinion that he's competing in an unfair race, where his opponents are not only using the corporate media to attack him, but also intend to manipulate the vote at the polling stations. During a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump blamed the mainstream media for being an extension of the Clinton campaign, fabricating stories against him, and diverting attention from other issues.
Remember, we're competing in a rigged election. This is a rigged election, folks, okay? They even want to try to rig the election at the polling booths. And believe me, there's a lot going on. Do you ever hear these people? They say there's nothing going on. People that have died 10 years ago are still voting. Illegal immigrants are voting. I mean, where are the street smarts of some of these politicians?
Hillary Clinton responded during the next televised debate. She said her competitor is known for accusing his opponents of cheating, and the presidential campaign is not the only time when Donald Trump has done so.
You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against
him. Should have gotten it.
By then, Clinton's camp was already being bombarded by WikiLeaks publications suggesting unfair play on her side. Ironically enough, among the intercepted messages, there were some emails regarding Clinton's TV appearances. According to the emails of Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, CNN contributor Donna Brazil fed Camp Hillary questions ahead of her televised debate with Bernie Sanders. The final battle between Trump and Clinton, however, will take place far away from the TV studios at the polling stations. Pessimists warn of the condition of the voting equipment, which in the majority of U.S. states is far from perfect. In September 2015, the Brennan Center for Justice released a report saying that 43 states are using some machines that are at least 10 years old. In 14 states, the voting equipment is even older, 15-plus years, with finding spare parts an easy task for election officials, since these computers are no longer being produced. Optimists say that hackers will not be able to influence the U.S. presidential election on a major scale, since the system has numerous safeguards. Besides an army of volunteer election officials who work at the polling stations, there are also canvassers representing both parties who go over the results to make sure everything was done right.